It's day two of the Get Divorce Ready Back to School Challenge. Day one might have been a surprise to you, and you might have been wondering why we focus so much in the workbook about how you're feeling and about how you avoid situations. The truth is that a lot of the work we do around divorce is about our mindset. When we're facing something that we don't feel comfortable with, we tend to get into avoidance. We put things off, we bury our head in the sand, and we make excuses for ourselves. In order to get divorce ready, you have to be ready emotionally as well as practically. You have to be able to recognise when sometimes you don't always do the best for yourself. It's not about blaming yourself, it's about being able to recognise when you need to take care of yourself and nurture yourself. That's what this week is all about, is taking things gently, not blaming, recognising when we feel anxious, scared, recognising those times when we want to put things off, when we don't want to follow through, when we think we'll do it later or we'll put it off till tomorrow, when we know full well that we probably won't do that. This challenge is called a challenge for a reason. Sometimes it really is challenging, and I invite you to pay attention to those times when you just want to close the workbook or your laptop and ignore it. Those are a sign that you really need to pay attention. So make sure that you do something lovely for yourself every day. Most people don't complete challenges. They get a couple of days in and they stop because it feels too hard or it's too scary or it brings up too much bad emotion. Now, I haven't written this challenge to make you feel bad or sad or scared. But unless you face those fears, you'll find it difficult to move forward. So we're going to do it together. Lots of ladies like you feel scared, anxious, fretful. They might even feel stupid, silly, not able to cope. These feelings are completely normal, so know that you're not alone. And every day this week, I'm here to support you. And if you want to use Ladies Who Leave or Club D36 if you're a member, then feel free to post in there about your successes and about the things that you need support with. So know that you're not alone. Commit yourself to doing something lovely for yourself every day. It could be a nice hot bath. It could be a walk with the dog. It could be chatting with your school children. It could be going out with your friends. It could be going to the theatre or watching a favourite box set. It really doesn't matter. It's important that throughout the divorce process that you do take time for you. If you find yourself getting obsessed about the divorce, then you might need some additional support. It's also important that for the purpose of the challenge that you commit to opening the emails every day. Even if it feels a bit strange, even if you're so tempted to say that you don't have time or it doesn't make sense or it's too difficult. Because we all feel good when we set out to do something and we complete it. We feel amazing. So imagine how you're going to feel on Friday when you've completed all 5 days of the challenge and you've made such progress, whether you're at the start of your divorce or whether you're already in the process and you're picking things back up after the summer holiday. Remember that you're not in competition with anybody else. So if you are posting in the Facebook groups, remember that you'll be ahead of some people and behind others. And whichever it is, know that it's okay. You're only ever up against you. Today in the workbook, we're going to be looking at the beginnings of your divorce plan. We're going to be looking at who can support you, who is best to avoid in the support network, and what you really want to achieve from the divorce. Getting clear about where you want to be at the end of the process helps keep us motivated. Perhaps you haven't given yourself the opportunity to think about this yet because it feels too far away, or you're just busy fighting fire and dealing with the day-to-day mundane chores of getting the kids ready for school or paying the bills or getting to work. I invite you to spend some time today thinking about the life that you would like to lead when this is all over. Because if you've been in Ladies Who Leave for a while or you've been on my email list for a bit, you'll know that the divorce process does end. So if you're knee deep in the middle of it or you're right at the beginning, know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. and you can get there quicker if you commit to keep moving forward every day. I'm here for you if you need. Feel free to drop me an email at emma@emmaheptonstall.com or post in Club D36 if you're a member, or in Ladies Who Leave. Take care.